Hello again. It's Pastor Bob, and it's time for your daily Advent devotional. Taken from Lo, an honest Advent devotional by John Pavlovitz. It is the end of week two of Advent. Yeah, it's Saturday, week two. Today's devotion, do what you can. Do what you can. For scripture, we turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14, verses 3 through 9. A little hunk of a text here today for us. Mark 13, 3 through 9. Let's settle in. This is the word of the Gospels. This is our source of truth. This is Jesus teaching. Slow down our hearts. Maybe take a sip of tea. Little chamomile, a little milk. Here's the word of God. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor, you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. And may God bless the reading and the hearing of the word, the woman with the alabaster jar. Here's our devotion. No matter how content or grateful or well-adjusted we are, most of us suffer from some level of comparison sickness. Though we'd say otherwise if anyone asked us, we spend an inordinate amount of time placing our lives up against other people's and wondering why we don't measure up. We look at our houses. We look at our waistlines. We look at our hairlines. We look at our marriages, careers, children, never as they are, but always in relation to everyone around us. And since we know well the devils of our own details, it's tempting to idealize other people's unknowns until we feel perpetually less than, never quite measuring up, always in deficit. The arrival of Christmas seems to bring with it an even greater pressure to keep such an unreasonable pace. This story from Mark's Gospel tells us the pressure is imagined. Jesus encounters a woman who is low in stature and in state, and he does not look down on her, though the crowd does. In the presence of those who would condemn her as wasteful, he comes to her defense with the simple declaration, "She did what she could." It reminds us of the sufficiency of our labors. Much like the exasperated woman barging in and breaking a bottle of perfume, we too are doing a beautiful thing in the space of our daily lives. Our desperate and messy efforts are not in vain, even when they feel as such. Something may seem in disarray right now. Your marriage, your career, your relationship with your middle school child, your very belief. Today, rest, surrounded by the broken shards of your best efforts, and trust that it is a beautiful thing. Amen. 3 reflection questions for you today. Do what you can. Number 1. Where and when have you noticed the comparison sickness John speaks of showing up in you? How can you actively resist that? Two, the crowds can be a source of criticism in our lives, and so can the voice in our own heads. Reflect upon the challenge of the messages that tell you you're not good enough, and where they often come from for you. And 3, the holidays can often magnify our sense of lack or deficiency. What we don't have, what we haven't accomplished, relationships we aren't connecting in. How can you make gratitude and a sense of abundance central to this season? That concludes today's daily Advent devotion. Don't forget our worship service tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, live at the Vine Street Christian Church on Facebook and YouTube. It's going to be a youth-led service unlike anything we've ever seen. And we have no idea what we're going to see. It's going to be awesome. Amen. As I leave you with the word of reflection and meditation today. Enough.